see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers now playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Just watch me love myself. That's all I want. Got what I want. That's all I want. I'm not sorry.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
And this is Love to See It, an obsessively detailed recap podcast about reality dating shows like The Bachelor and other pop culture that makes us laugh, cry, and curse the patriarchy.
We can't live with these shows and we can't live without them, but we can break down every juicy moment and unpack all the weird messages these shows send us about love, sex, and dating.
Welcome to Love to See It, a podcast about wild off-screen relationship drama that increasingly doesn't seem so off-screen anymore.
The fourth wall is breaking. There are no delusions anymore. It's all mixed together in one big soupy mess. We know that so much has been going on, and we are sorry that it has taken us a little bit of time to get to a gossip episode, but we are excited to be here, and we are ready to dig in.
Yes, we keep being like, we're going to address that on the gossip. We're going to address that on the gossip. And then we're like, oh, shoot, we can't do gossip this week. We're doing it. Let's get into it, because I think we really want to focus on a couple big stories. And we're not going to wait. We're going to jump right in. Victoria Fuller is now dating Greg Grippo.
I mean, explosions. This is just agent of chaos type of news. We haven't even seen what happens with Victoria and Johnny, and already we're deep in post-relationship questions. So before Victoria's love triangle with Johnny and Alex even played out on screen, spoilers had already emerged that Johnny and Victoria ended up engaged. I believe Reality Steve published those spoilers a while ago.
Yeah, it's like everything with Victoria and Johnny was like no stakes because it had been completely spoiled very early on.
But mid-season, Dave Neal, who is a recapper and YouTuber, published another rumor that Victoria cheated on Johnny and that their relationship had ended, and that she was not only dating Greg Grippo from Katie Thurston's season now, but currently traveling with him in Italy, because an eagle-eyed Bachelor Nation fan had taken a blurry photo of the two of them and their backs walking around an Italian city.
Yeah, I don't imagine that you're just like at the Colosseum on your long-awaited European vacation, finally getting a break from the constant Bachelor content. And what should you see? But like two of the great villains of their seasons, one of whom is supposedly about to get engaged to someone else, just wandering romantically around like the various landmarks of like Rome.
It's like, damn, these two probably were like, we gotta get out of town to avoid Bachelor Nation.
But we're Bachelor global, Nation baby.
Is everywhere, baby.
This is the panopticon.
This is a surveillance state. It is globally.
It was funny. Like the first photos that emerged, people were like, "Look, it's Greg and Victoria," and I was like, "It's people. One of them has a ponytail and one of them is a man. But like from that photo, I genuinely don't know how
the
you
evidence
can.
Is simply inconclusive with
sometimes,
that first
though,
round.
To be fair, when you see people in public, you can see more clearly than whatever photo you're able to snap
yeah.
of them.
It was the kind of thing that I was like, I believe it, but I also don't feel confident yeah. enough to like go on my platform and report on it.
Yeah. I would say like I believe it, but I couldn't say like I've confirmed this using right. photos. So these not super great quality photos were circulating. And then they were pretty clearly photographed together on the
multiple
shuttle
times.
At the airport in Rome was the one that I saw that I was like, oh, yeah, that's definitely
And
them.
there was like another sightseeing video photo. There were suddenly, again, all of the Bachelor Nation acolytes that happened to be in the nation of Italy were deployed.
Yeah.
They delivered.
They were like, I'm putting off my trip to the Vatican. I have to go see what Greg and Victoria are up to. So at this point, everyone was talking about it. And it was right as the Johnny and Alex love triangle was playing out with Victoria, and where Victoria was, I thought, making some very strong points about how Johnny was at a different place in his life than her. She wanted commitment. She wanted marriage and kids, and Alex met some more of those criteria. And I stand by all of that commentary 100%. It was such a jarring contrast with the fact that, like, she had already ended whatever relationship she was in and was now, like, traveling abroad with someone else. I was like, there's too much coming at me.
I know. It was a lot to take in. I was like, how are we supposed to interpret then what we're seeing on screen? It got very messy very quickly. I also was like, maybe some of the issues that we saw kind of seeds planted during Paradise led them to break up. After a handful
yeah,
of months
we
in the
still
real world.
Actually don't know why they broke up.
Yeah, we don't
Some
know.
People have very, you know, Dave's reporting was that Victoria had cheated on Johnny multiple times, I think, and that had ended the relationship. Some others, you know, Reality Steve has covered this a little bit, but he was like, I couldn't confirm necessarily that she cheated per se. You know, we haven't had yet the big hashing out of all of this that is probably
Nick
going
Vile,
to happen on after the final rose.
Nick Vile did say on his podcast that his sources, who I assume to be Greg and Victoria, said that there was not any overlap. So, like, who fucking knows,
I will say that that is not the same thing, though, as there being no cheating, because there's no – that it doesn't necessarily – have to be Greg that she cheated with.
Oh, that's true. But that there was no cheating, at least between Greg and Victoria. I feel like most people are assuming if there was cheating, it was with Greg. But that's a really good point.
I'm actually not assuming that at all. I'm personally not. Because there is a good amount of space between when Johnny and Victoria reportedly got engaged at the end of Paradise. I mean, filming wrapped in late June. By the time Greg and Victoria are seen traveling together abroad, it's late October. It's been like 4 full months.
And I believe that the report was that Johnny and Victoria had ended their relationship in September. So I don't think it's so crazy that she might be like starting to date someone new a month later, especially if they ended on like pretty final terms.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't have any, obviously.
We have no idea.
Insight beyond just the rumors and the reporting that has been circulating. But I will say that this has brought back up some commentary about Victoria in the past that I am not such a fan of. I mean, Victoria had a number of issues on her season. She was on Peter's season, Pilot Pete. She, you know, it came out while she was on the show that she had done a modeling gig where she wore like a shirt that said White Lives Matter. That was very troubling, obviously. And she did have to address that. That was, I think, a very valid and necessary critique.
Yes.
and conversation to have. But a lot of the controversy was kind of this vague slut-shaming stuff. Like, she's dated too many men and it's yucky.
She's out here breaking up marriages. Like, a lot of kind of antiquated framing of she's like about town with a scarlet letter on her chest seducing married men.
Yeah. The production even made a whole setup where she was on a date with Peter where the musical guest was her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then it was presented as somehow suspicious that she had dared to date someone in the past who now was on the show through no fault of her own. Like, it was just very bizarre.
They also brought another woman on to warn Peter about Victoria's
reputation. One of Peter's exes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knew Victoria or knew of her. And that woman, just, by the way, I saw was taking a little victory lap on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. She said, oh, guess, like, now are you going to believe me? Here's the thing. One has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah.
Like it's just irrelevant. And the only, like, that's not evidence of what happened between Johnny and Victoria. We have no idea what happened between Johnny and Victoria.
Or the reverse.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They have no bearing on each other. And also, I have a fundamental issue with the way that we talk about, like, even if she was involved with men who were in other relationships, like, if you're in a relationship, that is your responsibility to be faithful to your partner. And I find it weird and sexist to be putting all of the blame on, like, a woman as this temptress who's just out here.
Here's my thing. I agree with you. I think that when there's more information about what happened with Johnny and Victoria, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I know how I'm going to feel about whatever we ultimately learn. There's still a lot that we don't really know that is rumor, innuendo.
Right.
And what really gets me about the way that this is discussed is that there's so much innuendo and so much, like, this one rumor about her proves the other rumor about her and the other rumor proves the first rumor, you know? It's just this miasma of, like, slut-shaming rhetoric.
None of it is proven. We don't know what's going on, and we haven't heard from Johnny and Victoria.
Right.
So, and that's, I don't.
It's
just a lot of chatter that is sort of useless and plays into a lot of tropes that bother me. I guess that's what I was trying to say, like, very inelegantly before.
Yeah. I don't approve of cheating, obviously. Like, no, I think people, like, have.
Does that have to
most
be
people,
said?
Most people disapprove of it. I think people have varying degrees of how bad they think it is as a thing someone can do. I don't think it's the worst thing you can do, but it's certainly pretty bad to be dishonest with your partner in a committed relationship. Yeah, and
very disrespectful.
If Victoria did cheat on Johnny, that is fucked up. That really sucks for Johnny. But I'm kind of disturbed by how quickly the discourse has kind of gone in this regressive direction and how much of it is just implication and, like, she's not
well,
the right
exactly.
type of woman.
It's like, we're not operating on a lot of solid information. The only solid information we have is that Victoria is currently involved with Greg and has been since October. We also know for sure that Victoria and Johnny broke up in September.
Right. And I think that something that this creates, the way that this is all playing out, where we're toggling back and forth between two different timelines, like, we're watching on Monday and Tuesday nights a relationship that happened 4 or 5 months ago, and then we're reading about something that's happening on a current timeline, is that it creates a sense of, like, cheating, a feeling of cheating. It's just, like, an essence of cheating.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
It feels like she's dating two guys at the same time.
She's cheating on the narrative.
Right. She is cheating on the narrative. But it does seem to be sanctioned, which is interesting. One other thing I did want to point out, another bit of evidence on the scale that she did cheat on Johnny, or that Johnny, at least, and his family and friends believe that she did, is that there was an Instagram comment exchange in which a user who appears to be friends with Johnny, it's a private account that is followed by Johnny, commented, "Johnny, > greater than sign, trashy V. Fuller." The comment was liked by Johnny's brother, Robert. Ooh. And someone who is definitely a friend of Johnny's because they are in Instagram pics together, I found, replied on the thread, she's a cheater.
Yeah, clearly this is, clearly there is speculation and there is a narrative that she cheated.
Yeah.
We just don't know either way. And
yeah, all I'm taking from that is that it seems clear that at least Johnny and his people close to him
believe that there was some sort of relationship violation. Yeah.
And that's evidence. It's just not all the evidence. So
yeah, absolutely. And like, again, I have no personal investment in any of these people. That very much may have happened. And if it did, that really sucks.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how this is addressed within the world of the show. It seems like it will become a big thing on the Paradise reunion, which just filmed. So hopefully we get a little bit more information or at least kind of get a definitive sense of what the narratives are from both of them.
Then this weekend, it just keeps going. This weekend, Nick Vial,
after Paradise taping.
Yes. Nick Vial posted a video of a gathering at his place at which Victoria and Greg were in attendance. He actually posted one story with them each separately in the background, not super clearly. And then he posted a video of the two of them sitting next to each other. Her hand is on his shoulder. She's kissing him on the cheek. And Nick's caption is soft launch. Subtle.
I was like, Nick, you are chaotic as fuck.
So, I mean, here's the thing. This is deeply chaotic, obviously. It's also clearly sanctioned by the show because Nick is close to the show.
Yeah, like he is not a part of the show, but he doesn't care enough about like creating news to do, like this has nothing to do with him. So he wouldn't post that, I believe, unless this was just the show was okay with this becoming a part of the story. And clearly they are. I think that they are always kind of navigating how to bring all of the outside news and gossip that exists in this ecosystem into their own show because they've realized like fighting against it completely isn't working because there's just too much of it. And so I feel like this is kind of them towing that line, and Nick is just stepping right in it. And you know what? He does like to be chaotic. So I was not that surprised. I honestly laughed.
Thrilled to do it. Also, I want to say that like that IG reel and all of the photos of Greg that have come out where you can see his face, he has like the same look on his face, which is the sort of pained look of like an A-list movie star in like the aughts who's been caught by the paparazzi and is just like, oh, fuck. Like he always just looks so pained.
Facial hair too.
He just looks so pained to be caught on camera, even when it's clearly like a consensual photo from a friend. He's just like, oh, there it is, the camera. Good energy.
Oh, my God. I have so many questions. Oh. And I am really, really curious to see how all of this plays out.
Likewise. On the reunion.
I just like hope everyone's okay. As always, I'm always like, God, I hope they're all okay.
I really do. I have, as I described earlier, been very critical of Victoria for some things in her past. In other senses, I think the discourse around her has been unfair. I've been very supportive of her side of things in the relationship with Johnny on the beach. And I'm curious to know more about how that actually unfolded before they broke up and before she got with Greg. I really still am interested in what happened. And maybe that was the calculus that the show made to some degree, which was just like, if you lean into this, you can capitalize both on the scandal of her already being with another man and also people's curiosity about how they got from like A to B
And I am so curious.
It's not the kind of story that makes you go like, oh, well, I don't want to, I feel like I don't need to bother watching anymore. You're just like, wait, what? Like, I need to know more.
Exactly. And I think people were speculating that Victoria and Greg had met at Nick's house at his girlfriend's birthday, which I believe happened over the summer, maybe. I don't know. But Nick on his podcast had said like that wasn't the first time they met. So
yeah,
there it seemed like they had already known each other at least casually for a little while, maybe since before. Yeah.
My understanding was that they had been talking before, that they had met before, but that they weren't like in a relationship, but that there was interest,
some flirtation. Okay,
yeah. And specifically, I have read multiple times that Victoria was open about being interested in Greg, or being like he'd be someone I would like to meet.
Yeah, as they all do, to yeah. be clear.
Well, they yeah, but lists. I just mean that, like, specifically there was an interest, a longstanding interest.
Oh, I mean, okay, that makes sense.
So many things that are still unknown. We have read some spoilers, or I have, of what happens at the reunion taping, but I want to wait to talk about that stuff until it airs.
Exactly. I think we need to see it to be able to make any judgments. It seems like it's just going to be a lot.
It does seem like it's going to be a lot. Yeah, I don't see a point to talking about something twice when we're going to do it with more information
right
soon. But so it we sounds will hold like back it's going to be that, a lot.
But yeah, it seems like it's going to be
so much. Else to say. Truly so much. Also, it seems like just one little hint that Victoria will not be the only person to break up with the man she met on the show and then immediately go to Italy. So I don't know what the appeal of Italy is these days. It's where you go to rest and relax. And
to eat, pray, love.
To eat, pray, love your way out of paradise stress. But keep your eye on that question. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about Victoria and Greg, but except just that, like, I still can't. I just don't think we know the full implications yet of what it will mean for the franchise that they have become, that they have just bought into. We can't keep this under wraps anymore. We're just going to toggle back and forth between the two timelines, the current gossip, what we captured on the show. It's all going to be part of the experience of watching it now.
Yeah. I'm also just frankly curious to see their vibe together. Like, these are not two people I would have automatically in my mind been like, yes, a couple I can naturally see working.
It 1000% would never have occurred to me to put them together.
Yeah, never.
Although, like, to be honest, I do try not to think about who either of them are dating. Like, it's not like
it's not top of mind.
No,
it's
and there are people from Bachelor Nation like Rodney who I'll find myself being like, oh, wouldn't that be sweet if they dated so and so or so and so. Greg and Victoria, I'm just like, you're not part
out of my mind. Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I am curious to see how they are together. We got a little hint. Did you see that he commented on a photo?
Oh, my God, yes. No, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm not ready for a thirsty Greg.
It's too much.
I'm not. It's too
much. She posted a little video of herself in her dress getting ready for Maddie Pruitt's wedding, which we will discuss in a bit. And the caption was, go on and put on that dress that all the bad boys like. And I think that was like the song lyric that was playing. And Greg commented, good girl.
No! I was stop! Yuck! I don't want to know what you say to each other in the bedroom.
I was like, on the one hand, get it. On the other hand, do it privately.
I just like, no, I need
to delete
not
it very quickly.
Yes. I think that like he probably was like, oh, I forgot why I don't do this kind of thing in public.
Yeah.
Everyone can see. And now it's in like Us Weekly. Or maybe that was exactly what he wanted to happen. Who knows? But yeah, that was the first little taste. And who knows? Maybe they'll get married and have 10 babies. Maybe they'll be broken up by the time the reunion airs. It's just chaotic out
there. Anything can happen. It's very chaotic. Let's move on to another innuendo-filled, very confusing piece of gossip.
Yeah, so this is another BIP gossip item.
It's a little old, but we've alluded to it a couple times during our recaps.
And I still want to talk about it because I'm still confused. We still don't have answers.
So confused, Claire.
So basically, Brandon made some cryptic comments about something Olu did on Bachelor in Paradise. And this happened on an Instagram story that he posted, I think, before one of the episodes aired. He saw, I guess, an Instagram story, which included one of those old stills from Michelle's Bachelorette season in which Brandon and Olu are fighting with giant teddy bears at that like sleepover themed date. And the account had also posted a quip about how like Serene has nothing to worry about during split week because Brandon is so loyal, he'd swerve the other girls like giant teddy bears. And Brandon like ignores all the like intended content of this Instagram story, which is like Brandon just loves Serene so much. He reposts it and just says, if they choose not to show the disgusting actions that man did next couple episodes, you better keep me off a podcast. And everyone is like, wait, what?
You're like, what are you talking about? And it was hard to know how to address this because, again, he didn't make any specific claims. We didn't see anything. No one else has spoken about this. Nothing has been reported about it. And then Brandon did go on a podcast and obviously said nothing about it because he is under contract.
Yeah, and he was on Clickbait, which is one of the official Bachelor pods. So obviously they were not there to get the scoop.
I love that they like probably saw him. Someone from the show saw this Instagram story, which he quickly deleted and was like, here's a podcast. You absolutely can't talk about whatever you are alluding to, and you must take that down.
Yeah.
And he was like,
you've made a huge mistake. You need to go on Clickbait and pretend none of this ever happened. I mean, it's obvious that the show does not want this to become part of the, you know, illusion of the show that is shattered for the purpose of salacious gossip. They're like, we're just not going to go there at all.
Yeah. It seems like maybe they just kind of then disappeared Olu.
Yeah, I saw people, you know, speculating about like even on the show, like it seems like the women have more nice things to say about like Rick or Adam, and no one has anything nice to say about Olu. But really, he was barely on the show. Also, they really did show very little of him, and then he was just quietly sent home.
Right, which could mean multiple things, right? Like, that could mean that he did something that crossed a line in some capacity, and they just wanted to give him as little screen time as possible, and then figured out a way to send him home and sent Rick home along with him in order to make it more seamless for story. It could also mean that they just didn't find him to be important and like didn't show him much, right? So it's,
but I do think if it were a totally neutral thing, like something that they weren't invested about not being shown, they might have let Brandon talk about it. Like sometimes people will say, like, oh, something that got left on the cutting room floor that I really loved was that I actually had a connection with like Marcus. You know what I mean? The show's not going to go after you if they don't really care. I can understand why they probably wouldn't want to, like, if they're not going to make dramatic hay out of something shitty that happens, they probably don't want to just have people hearing about a shitty thing that happened on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is one of those things, again, that is, we don't know what happened. You obviously hope that it's not a situation where the women were disrespected or treated badly in some way, and that was like brushed under the rug. At the same time, it is uncomfortable to have these like horrific rumors based on like actually like zero details like circulating about someone on the franchise, especially like a Black man on the franchise. And so it just like, again, it just feels like the worst possible sort of like discourse. And
right, that's why it's been hard to know how to talk about it, because it's hard to know what to even do with it.
Yeah,
like, we don't have enough information. Yeah, we don't have enough information to really know what should be done with it. And I think unless someone chooses to talk about it, like, we're just simply not going. We're not going to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's possibly is something that we won't hear about until people are off contract, which sometimes right. does happen. And who knows? I would hope that they would address something like this at the reunion, but I doubt that they will.
Highly doubt it.
Yeah. So just again, it's just two situations where like off screen gossip like intrudes on the narrative and like handled completely different. It's so chaotic how it's being handled. Like there's the Victoria and Greg thing where they're just like embracing it. They're like, we endorse this gossip 100%. And then there's like the Sally thing where they presented one fantastical narrative on screen and then the cast rebelled against it.
They're doing experiments.
Just tried Claire. To ignore it. And then there's this. Like, yeah, they're experimenting. It's the cast have become like they've developed a consciousness. They're like, we have our contracts, but also we're not gonna be pushed around. And so there's a power struggle.
Fascinating. I'm actually very curious to see how this ends up shaking out the next few seasons, because clearly we're on the precipice of some sort of shift of how
yeah.
cast members are engaging with the narrative that's presented. And I think that's going to probably continue.
Yeah. And BIP is in such an interesting position relative to other reality dating shows, because everyone who goes on the show is more or less famous already before the show airs, because they already right. appeared on a season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. And so they know each other to meet each other. And they also, other people know who they are to surveil them, like they did with Victoria and
yes.
Greg.
Yes, that's such a good point. I also think that they feel like they're in more of a position of power. Like they're mm-hmm. being not paid a lot, but they are being compensated for their labor. What I've heard from talking to some people who have been on BIP is that the atmosphere is very different. Like, whereas on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, they make a really big effort to keep the contestants from interacting at all, like with the crew. They're very much like, don't look at the camera, don't have any interaction with the people operating the cameras, don't like really don't acknowledge that you're being surveilled. And on Paradise, I think from the cast perspective, it feels more like a collaborative effort. Mm-hmm. Like there will be kind of more overt direction, like not in terms of like do this thing, but like everyone's more in on it together because they all kind of know how the sausage is made, which is the sense that we've gotten from a show like F-Boy Island, right? Like
right.
you're like, everyone's here to create an entertaining product. We're going to show up. We have a job to do. We're also acting in ways that are true to our emotions, but like,
yeah,
you're not being kept completely separate from what's going on. You're not yeah. constantly like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. And I think that all of those factors, like, especially as time goes on and people are more familiar with, you know, both Bachelor in Paradise as a concept and what's possible on it and what kind of platform it gives you. And also as, you know, it's, you know, the contestants themselves are finding themselves in a different, you know, like it's just a different world than we were in when Paradise started in terms of what it meant to be on a show like
yeah.
this. We really see like it is a power struggle, like progressively, like contestants are asserting more and more what they want to do with the show. And production is like cracking down. Like Split Week was a classic divide and conquer move.
Oh, yeah.
And like a psychological terrorism move to be like, you think that you're
oh, you think you have this? Some control? You yeah. think you understand what's going on? You don't know anything.
Yeah. 100%.
So true.
They're putting them back in their place. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back to talk about some less Paradise-focused gossip. Can you keep up?
I like, love it. Okay. So you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
And you can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Just heat and savor the good stuff.
Plus, you can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. And you can pause or reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long at Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Especially since I've been back from my travels, I've gotten really out of practice with my normal meal prep. And so Factor has been really helping me kind of bridge that gap, know that I have healthy, whole meals in my fridge, ready to eat when I need them.
Head to factormeals.com/LTSI50 and use code LTSI50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month.
That's code LTSI50 at factormeals.com/LTSI50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Are you one of those people who thinks they don't have time to prioritize wellness? Yeah, guilty.
Well, Claire, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset for you.
The app makes it so easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes. There's mindfulness and self-care tips, even healthy recipes, and so much more.
It's kind of wild how far-reaching Allo Moves goes. And their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour. It really just depends on what you have time for that day.
Trying to get in a good sweat? Then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights.
Or you can find stress relief with things like meditations, affirmations, or face yoga.
It's so hard to prioritize wellness when you have a busy job or kids or both. And now that I have both, it's so important to me to be able to squeeze in a workout when I have that random 5 minutes to an hour in between tapings after bedtime. It makes such a big difference how flexible it is and how easy it is to get what you need from the app.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code LTSI20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code LTSI20.
allomoves.com, code LTSI20.
Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear, like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI.
Anyone who's been listening to this podcast for a while, or even not that long, knows that we love article. I mean, honestly, I'm looking around my home right now. Coffee tables from article. That lovely chair out on my deck, article. Our big console, article. My bed frame, article. This is an article household.
It is. And it's, I mean, it was an inspiration to me. We finally got our first article piece of furniture recently, our new couch. And my husband and I are both constantly just like, how did we live before this couch? This is such an improvement over what we had before. It's so comfortable. It just seems to get more comfortable every day. I mean, it's the couch you dream of.
And the reason that we have both been able to find ideal furniture on Article is because Article believes in delightful design for every home.
And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too.
Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple.
And their team of designers are all about finding that perfect balance between style, quality, and price, because we all want the best of all of those three things united in one piece of furniture, right?
Plus, they're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and, you know, looks good doing it.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
To claim, visit article.com/LTSI, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/LTSI for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
And we are back, and it is time for us to address the fact that Gabby and Eric have split up.
Reportedly. They are still in that nether region between the news has been reported that they broke up and yet they still haven't officially addressed it via an Instagram post. So initially when Gabby was on Dancing with the Stars following the season, Eric was a big part of that. Like, he was in her photo dumps. He was posting constantly, urging people to vote for her. He was coming to the shows. And people began to notice in the last month or so that Gabby had been spotted at rehearsals not wearing her engagement ring. It would be easy to spot that she wasn't wearing it because it's so big. It's just like the size of an egg. Eric had stopped coming to the tapings. The last time they had posted together on Instagram was mid-October. And for a new couple that's very public, these are classic posts.
Classic
pre-breakup signs. Yeah.
Yeah.
On October 31st, this is actually when I became aware of this because I don't track how often people are posting together and stuff like that. But I saw this interview.
This is when I tuned in.
And this is also when my sweet mother-in-law texted me, like, did you see that Gabby and Eric are probably broken up? And I was like, just saw it. Gabby was speaking to a Fox reporter after Dancing with the Stars who asked her if she and Eric were still together. And she was with her dance partner who just stared at the floor the whole time she responded. And she said this, I think life is just really busy for the both of us right now. So I understand the concern, but we're just kind of, you know, going forward with each of our individual interests and supporting each other from afar.
Also, Eric lives in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, I was like, yeah, he's been posting more surfing content. So I guess he can surf more when he's not at Dancing with the Stars tapings. But
you're like, from afar.
Emotionally far.
In a different part of this city.
Yeah.
Yeah. The minute I saw that, I was like, oh,
this is not what you say if you are trying to give your partner a little bit more freedom to live their own life during this hectic moment, but you're still very much together. You know, you would say something like, oh my gosh, of course we're still together. We're so happy. But, you know, I want him to also have space to be his own person and surf as much as he wants.
Yeah, this is taking up so much of my life right now, but it's something that's temporary. He's like cheering me on every step of the way, but he can't always come to the tapings.
Yeah. And you know, our individual interests, supporting each other from afar. This is like official separation statement between like two.
This is conscious uncoupling.
Yes, it really is. And so a few days later on November 4th, E! News reported that Gabby and Eric had indeed split. A source from Bachelor Nation told E! That Gabby was the one to initiate the breakup that week and said she felt they weren't aligned and weren't on the same page. Gabby was hoping they could give each other space and work it out, but ultimately decided they didn't have a future.
Since then, we haven't heard a whole lot. Neither of them has posted a statement about the split. Eric has continued to post on Monday nights urging people to vote for Gabby on Dancing with the Stars. To me, the most, beyond the fact that it was just reported by a reputable entertainment outlet, is that Rachel posted a photo on the day that this report dropped. Rachel posted a photo on Instagram of her and Gabby at Dancing with the Stars with the text, "Back to the streets."
Yeah, it's not looking good. Rachel knows. But then does Jesse
Rachel's
Palmer
like
know?
My because partner in crime.
Because then on Saturday, Jesse Palmer stuck his little nose in there. He told Us Weekly that the two of them were still trying to work through things. And was
are
like,
are they just like on,
it's not really over.
On a break? I mean, I'm confused.
I don't know. I was like, what is Jesse doing? Like, does he know something? I mean, it's certainly possible that they are basically broken up, but they don't feel sure about it enough yet to
make a statement. To
make a statement, yeah. That they're in that space.
Liminal space. Yeah, I would buy that. That they're like, we're still kind of talking. Maybe yeah. There's hope, but like we're not gonna really be in an active relationship right now, but like maybe we will come back together. I don't know.
Or
it feels
it's possible
like,
that is this Jesse is stirring Jesse shit Palmer. Up. I mean, or the opposite, that he's like, let's not make a whole thing about their relationship ending until Gabby is done on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Like, are they just trying to kind of avoid having such a big news cycle about it where they have to like make statements and give interviews and go on podcasts until she's like able to devote more of her attention to it?
I mean, probably. I have to assume that she didn't want this news to come out before she finished on Dancing with the Stars. It's yeah. just not convenient. But I think that there was just so much speculation, and then she was asked directly, and it's like,
she did not want to lie, clearly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's the thing. If you want to keep a split under wraps, you have to lie and you have to have him keep coming to your tapings,
and that sucks. So that sucks. Yeah. I get it. Like if someone broke up with me and then was like, you do have to still come to my Dancing with the Stars shows.
Yeah, it would be like if you were laid off and they were like, it's actually a 2 weeks notice and you have to keep working for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not how it works. And they're like, it is. So see you tomorrow. Yeah, this made me sad. I think it's entirely possible that it's the best thing for Gabby in the long run.
Yeah.
We learned a lot of things about Eric that were really disturbing.
I also feel like Rachel wouldn't have posted something kind of quippy if she didn't think this was
the best
thing. Like, that Gabby was in control and that this was the best thing for her.
100%.
It's also just like, both of these women were really put through it yeah. by the show this season. And it's just been such a rough ride for both of them. And so in that sense, like it's a bummer. It's sad.
Yeah. There are things about it that are sad, even if it's ultimately the best thing. And I continue to hope that Eric is doing a lot of growth and
yeah.
working on himself.
But, you know, he can do that separate from
he
Gabby.
Can do that separately from Gabby. And Gabby was putting in a lot of work to, you know, be accountable for the shit that he did
yeah.
Because they were together. And she is still working a very public, all-consuming job right now. And if the relationship isn't what she needs, then
move on.
But yeah, you just want them to have come out of this like happy, or at least not having to deal with a news cycle like this.
I know. At such I'm just a stressful like, I time. Want these women to be like left alone. at least she seems to be having a great time on Dancing with the Stars and doing very well from what I have seen. Well, I like to check in on the
She's very rankings. Gifted.
Yeah.
It's a story that is hard to feel good about for all these reasons, but we certainly wish Gabby especially the best and can't wait for their eventual Instagram statements, which will be such a wealth of material. I mean, will they post the same one? Will they post the same one, but then immediately start giving conflicting podcast interviews?
Oh my God, I'm ready for it.
Will they post different statements with very telling differences?
What if they just never address it?
What if they never address it? Whoa. What if she just like one day posts a single line partner. On her Instagram story being like, yes, we're done. What if she, what if she just posts with a new partner?
Oh my gosh. Or he does. There are so many options for how you can play it at this point.
Endless possibilities.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
And let's move on to our next item. Maddie Pruitt is now Maddie Trizzy Trout.
Congratulations she got married. To the Trizzy Trouts. They are one. The televangelist, the TikTok televangelist. Has wed the MLM billionaire scion. It's just...
Who would have ever thought to put those two together? You know, it's in this crazy world, these two kids found each other and it's just beautiful.
And now they can bang. So I love finally, that for them.
That was the major theme of their wedding. It was that and Jesus. The wedding was held in Dallas on the vast grounds of what looks like a really lavish... estate style wedding venue, but is actually Grant's parents' house.
I was so confused. I was like, God, I gotta look up in our notes doc. I was like, TK venue. TK venue. Like, which venue is this? I gotta look that up. And Claire's like, oh, no. That's just the Trizzy Trout residence.
Yeah. It is a rambling estate, but it is very huge. Manicured. It is a vast manicured lawn.
I mean, they needed a large venue for their massive wedding. I kept trying to count because there was a lot of drone aerial footage. And I was literally trying to count the number of rows. There were at least 26 or 27, and some were cut off. And each row had, it was like six on both sides. So it was like 12 people.
Oh my God.
In each row. And that wasn't all of it. Them, and that clearly didn't like count so the bridal party.
12 on each side, like so 24.
No. Oh, okay. No, six on each side.
Six on each side. So by 12 26. In a row.
Minimum.
So 26 times 12. We're looking at over 300 people.
Minimum. More. It was absolutely more.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Honestly, that doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me either. It's not like an unheard of number of people, but it was just big and opulent. Like, that was the vibe of the wedding. Big, opulent, sexy Jesus.
Oh, my God. It was...
my big, opulent, sexy Jesus wedding.
There was so much content on her Instagram story and Grant's Instagram story. I was just, like, screenshotting.
So was I. Claire and I were living. I was like, this is the dream. Love when people surveil themselves and it then was I can talk whole, about it.
I know. I was like, enough of these weddings where we just have to like get a little write-up and some photos from people. Like, live post your wedding weekend, please. They had like this lavish like weekend, like a bridal brunch, a rehearsal dinner that looked like a wedding. And I sort of thought it was the wedding.
I didn't know that bridal brunches were a thing. I learned about the bridal brunch because of Maddie.
Is
now I know.
Thing? Do other people do it?
I don't know. Do you think I looked into it? I was
like, what was I doing at brunch time the day before my wedding? I think I was like frantically, like sweatily racing around running last minute errands. And I had like a really nice wedding, you know, and
you did.
Still did not have the leisure the day before for a bridal brunch. I was like, gotta go to K and ask them to steam clean my ring. Gotta get my nails done. Gotta like pack our shit for the honeymoon. Got to make sure everyone knows everything they need to know. She was having a beautiful wedding style bridal brunch.
I have a question. Do you think Maddie had a staffer that was there to create and post social content on her accounts, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Who would have, well, maybe she's just like an elite level poster.
No, but... I mean, it definitely had to be someone else. And frankly, that seems like money worth spending.
I will say that like, it's not super manicured a lot of the time. And so I don't know if she was having a friend help her or
does she like, have a lot like of the an photos assistant are, like, or something
slightly but out I, of focus.
Yeah. But like, also I feel like that's kind looking. Of the mark of
good Instagram of a, content.
Yeah. It looks yes, real. Exactly. Yeah. It has to be real. You can't just post the official,
there's a lot you know, of
professional
it.
Wedding photos.
And it did feel in the sense of what you would actually need to include very professional because she always would have her entire outfit tagged, her hair and makeup artist, like earrings at Happy Jewelers, jumpsuit which, at Nardos hey, Design,
I'm H&M, sure
the styling stewardess.
There's got to be some amount of, you know, sponsorship, I would imagine. Although I guess they're very rich, so they wouldn't need it. But I'm not surprised that like all the brands would be tagged. And
yeah, I would assume there were at least some.
Yeah.
Because like celebrities don't need it either. They're rich, but they're the aspirational ones. So you make the deals with them. Yeah, they have this. They had a lavish whole weekend. One of my favorite posts was actually Grant's Instagram story about their rehearsal dinner, in which he wrote, the central theme of the night and all of it was the name of Jesus. The theme of their rehearsal dinner was the name of Jesus.
Oh, the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus. It's just like culture shock for me watching this content, even as someone who is
for you,
like, was,
for
grew you, up Christian. Me. Right. Still culture shock because evangelical Christianity is so different. Despite all the similarities and commonalities from Catholicism.
The spaces that I have operated in are just quite separate from this, from billionaire evangelicals. It's just about as far from my lived experience as you can get.
Wait, do you remember Sean and Catherine's wedding?
Yeah.
The one thing that I really, that stuck in my head from it was that during the special that they filmed, Catherine said that that she wanted the theme of the wedding to be grown sexy.
Yeah.
And so I feel like now the two wedding themes that I am familiar with are grown sexy and the name of Jesus, which is quite a spectrum.
I did say sexy Jesus was.
Yeah, it was very sexy. I mean, look, Maddie is gorgeous. She had a lot of great looks. Mini dresses, jumpsuits, gowns.
I actually really loved her looks for the rehearsal dinner and the bridal brunch because they were a little different. Understandably, like the two gowns that she wore during the actual wedding were like more traditional bridal gowns. I always love like a quirkier bridal look. So I enjoyed the jumpsuit and the little mini dress.
Yeah, the jumpsuit was cute. And it shows how deeply the jumpsuit has penetrated into wedding culture now, because in a lot of ways, she's
used to be alt.
Right. It used to be so edgy. And like, she is such a traditional Christian Southern bride in a lot of ways, but she now can do that as a jumpsuit. Let's get to the wedding itself. She wore two gowns. Both of them were sort of traditional floor length gowns, full skirted. She had kind of one like ceremony only gown, like the kind of gown that would have been, I think, quite difficult to wear because of the giant train.
Giant train, restrictive off the shoulder neckline. Yeah. Like you can't really be dancing around lifting your arms.
A very tight mermaid skirt.
She looked stunning.
Beautiful, sleek white gown.
It's very traditional and also very like eye-catching. Like it was a statement. It made a statement. Although I'll say the veil was the real statement.
I don't even know how to give this a big enough moment on the pod.
I am looking at a screenshot right now that I took at the time.
When I clicked through the Instagram stories and saw this, I thought that this was text that had been superimposed on the shot to be like, here it is, our first look, worth the wait. It's a shot of Grant and Maddie. She is facing him and her veil is spread all the way out behind her. And in the middle of the veil, in block letters, it says, worth the wait.
Well, Claire, what were they waiting for?
Well, that's the question, right? Because they're 26. Like, they're not babies in the realm of, like, Southern weddings. But they're also not, like,
she's not, like, an old maid.
Right. It's certainly not, like, unheard of. They've been dating for 10 months.
So long.
They've been engaged.
Can you even imagine?
For 3 months. Where's the wait? And I think it's obvious that it's about sex because she waited to have sex until they got married.
So they basically sully her purity
it's not impure now because she's married.
Well, now it's pure. I mean, she didn't sully her purity. She waited.
Yeah.
For Grant, a man who is out here on his wedding day posting the most goobery photo of himself I've ever seen. In a tux, pointing to his neon green and white slides.
I can't.
I
despite that photo, I still think that the worth the wait on the veil is the tackiest thing I've ever seen. Not to be too mean, but like, what? It's basically just a slogan that says, like, sex, finally. We all know what it means.
Like, Christianity is broken, is something my conclusion.
Something's off.
I'm like, something is amiss.
If this is where the culture has led you, you got to start asking some questions. Like, I think we also, like, even saw a moment, like a clip of video from her reception where she's literally shouting, I finally get to have sex at some of her friends.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I did not
It's like, kind of, you can't fully hear it, but it's pretty clear what she's saying under the music. Listen, I too once very fervently believed that I would wait for marriage to have sex. And so I get it. Oh my God. I hope that they have a beautiful and happy marriage. And I truly am very happy for them that they seem so in love. That's what I got. I feel bad. I'm like making much fun of them.
No. Me too. Look.
They're so rich.
Their wedding was beautiful. They're so rich. They're fine. This is all in good fun. Obviously, we wish happiness for everyone involved in like all of the relationships across Bachelor Nation. It's really lovely that she's happy. We enjoyed her on Peter's season. It is just the evangelical culture and the like prosperity gospel bullshit that this seems to embody is really striking.
I also am genuinely terrified as she morphs into like a televangelist on TikTok in real time.
She's TikTok Tammy Faye.
I just can't. I did enjoy her. I wish her the best. And what I wish for her is to maybe not become an influencer / televangelist.
I think the train has left the station, no. Claire. It's happening. Wait, can we also briefly discuss their cake, which is the largest cake I've ever seen in my life?
Oh, Emma. Cakes are so big these days. You don't even know. It's pretty big.
It's as tall as a human. It's literally as tall as a human.
How else can you show how tall your love is?
You're like, I'm so rich. I just need to find new things to spend more money on.
I don't want to think about how much a cake that big costs, because a cake that's the size of a birthday cake costs more than I'm willing to pay. And I respect the craft that goes into it, but
that is not a cheap cake. To be fair, this wedding cake is stunning. It's architectural, frankly.
A lot of dowels in there, I bet.
Yeah.
That's what I learned from the Great British Bake Off. You got to put your dowels and your platforms in there, or it'll all just go sideways. Yeah, I mean, they also, you know, again, this was at his parents' house. So it seems like they put up like a really elegant greenhouse, like tent
gorgeous.
Or something for the reception.
Gorgeous. Yeah, like a clear tent that is like a full structure that was clearly built on the property for the wedding, like custom flooring that was monogrammed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of monograms, big monogram
white and cream. People. Everything is so bridal. It's like, trust us, nothing has been sullied. Everything is white. She changed into a reception dress that looks like what I would consider to be a very fancy ceremony gown. So that's their big weekend. They're now on honeymoon in Cabo. They seem very happy, very married. Can you believe that a year ago they hadn't even met or hadn't
wild
started dating?
Shit.
I don't know if they really knew each other before.
Truly wild. Also, this wedding was such a bonanza of Bachelor Nation people. Like 50% of the women from her season were there.
Yes, it like, was. Maddie is so well-liked. That is one of the things that I think is most, like, positive about, like, that makes me feel positively about
her. She genuinely seems like a really nice person. Like, clearly she is beloved by her friends, even people who live very different lives and have very different belief systems from her. And I think that does, like, speak well for her, for sure. Everyone seemed really excited to be there, really excited to support them, really excited that she was so happy. We saw Adam and Raven were there, who are just, like, the most well-attended. Like, they have attended almost every wedding. Like, they've just become friends with everyone. I didn't even know that Adam and Raven knew Maddie, but they were there.
They were there.
Also,
Hannah
half
Ann.
The women. Yeah. All of Peter Weber's ex-girlfriends that were, like, the biggest players on his season were there. Hannah Ann, Deandra, Victoria Fuller, Natasha, Kelly, who is currently dating Peter, Victoria P, Sheanne, Jasmine, Sydney, McKenna, Ben Higgins and his wife were there. Oh, and Kiara Norman, who seemed to have been in, like, is kind of in Maddie's inner circle because she was at the Bachelorette and at the bridal brunch.
Yeah, it was wild to watch. It sort of was like watching like a college reunion or something as the content started to show up. Like they're like caravanning out to Maddie's big day.
And I know. Honestly, that is part of it that I loved. I was like, yes, show me from every angle. Like, I kept discovering new people who were there. And
yeah,
it looked like a good time. And I'm glad that Maddie and Grant get to bone. I hope it's good.
Me too. And I wish that more people felt comfortable and permitted really to do that before they're legally bound together. But I respect that this is their belief system and that they really wanted to put it on the veil. And that was their decision. And I support that. Moving on to something where I will seem like less of a rude bitch. There were actually a slew of Bachelor Nation weddings and engagements.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to like rapid fire through these. First up, Leslie Murphy married her longtime fiance and the father of her daughter, Alex Kavanaugh, in a destination wedding in Hawaii, and then they had an Italian honeymoon.
Yeah,
Sean and Catherine were there. It looked beautiful.
Yeah, if you don't remember, didn't watch the season, Leslie was one of the big players on Sean Lowe's season of The Bachelor. She and Catherine were like besties. They're very close. And I follow Leslie's content. Like, I really like
she's
her. And she's
great,
actually
great travel content.
Yeah, I actually like check. She's like a travel blogger. She runs like trips. And her content is not the sort of, it's messy, but real. It's very like crisp and clean always. She has very like well-produced Instagram content. And it was all beautiful, like stunning. I wanted to like be in the photos, especially the honeymoon photos. And their daughter is so cute. And
I know.
It was just a lovely, lovely.
I really like her. We have met her and she was so, so sweet.
Yeah.
Can't say
delightful.
Can't say anything
person.
Bad about her. Delightful.
Joe Immobile and Serena Pitt got married.
Congrats to them. They had a city hall ceremony in New York. Celebrities, they're just like us. And they are planning a big wedding for next year. I assume they were just like, we should do the legal stuff because it's America and Serena is Canadian. And I went to school in Canada. I know a lot of couples who are American Canadian, and like, the U.S. government can be a pain, so you wanted to start that process.
I imagine that was a factor. The way they talked about it was very like, anyway, we just like felt like getting married for ourselves in private, and we mentioned it one day, and then we were just like, let's do it. And so 2 weeks later, we went and did it. They seemed so happy. She says she was like crying the whole time. Natasha That's Parker really was their nice. Witness. The way that they talk about it was so, they were just like, yeah, we thought no one would find out because we were wearing masks and like, who would notice that? And we were like, if someone does see, we'll just say that we are going for a parking ticket. But apparently then we got there and like the wedding stuff is in this very big, very separate part of City Hall.
I was going to say, I recently went to the Brooklyn City Hall, the courthouse, to register for domestic partnership. Oh, and it is congrats. it's in the same place as the weddings. And like, there's not a whole lot of people in there. And even with masks, like, we recognized a couple that we then saw in the parking garage. And we were like, Mazel Tov. And they were like, wait, how do you know? We're like, we were in the same room as you. Like, there was only like 10 people there and you can see everyone.
Yeah. So it's I am not like surprised. A place where you would go like, oh, we were just walking by as we dealt with our parking ticket. Like, when we went to get our wedding license, I was also struck by how, like, imposing the whole, like, wedding portion of City Hall is. It really was, like...
It's, like, marriage bureau that way.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is giving me actually quite a sense of how meaningful and important it is that we're doing this. Like, we're in a secular church. So that backfired on them because then they were spotted leaving. And like, as soon as they left, they were getting like messages from like their like PR or whatever being like, did you just get married? Like there's people are calling to confirm that you got married because you were just seen
at the married bureau in City Hall.
And they're like, oh yeah, okay, I guess we'll just like post it on Instagram. They did post a video.
Honestly, I loved the video. It was so sweet. There's something that I just love so much about a City Hall marriage ceremony. Like, it is so stripped down. It is really just like a couple out here committing themselves. They both look so giddy. They're in normal clothes. They don't look so done up. And like, I don't know. There's something particularly sweet about that. Maybe because it's different from the images of weddings and marriage that we're used to seeing idealized.
Well, and also I think even within Bachelor Nation, there's been like an arms race of like any piece of content that's tangentially related to weddings has to be so glossy. And like,
many
of the people that I like best in Bachelor Nation are guilty of this. Like, Leslie's wedding content and honeymoon content is all so immaculate.
Which, like,
Also, like, Sydney, who is getting married soon, she's constantly posting like they're in white and they're like, doing something romantic and it's like wedding soon. You know, like there is this sense that like anything that's related to the wedding, you have to basically look like a bride in it. And Maddie and Grant's engagement reveal photo shoot was like a prime example of that. And then Serena's in her like boots and like black leather pants.
I know.
Just being like, here
it.
I am for my wedding marriage certificate.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Happy for them, excited for more wedding content from them when they get that big wedding going.
Yeah, see, give us both. Give us the glossy stuff and give us the stripped down stuff. Just give me all the content. I am.
Please.
I'm entitled to it. I'm sorry. I am. Just kidding.
Astrid and Kevin.
Astrid and Kevin.
Oh, we're all on Bachelor in Paradise after appearing on The Bachelor and Bachelorette Canada, respectively. Kevin was also on Winter Games. I forget that he wasn't originally an American franchise contestant, because I feel like I know him so well. Like,
I know. Well, he is the reason Ashley, I, and Jared are together, in a sense.
That's right. And thank you so much to him for that. They are such a sweet couple. They were one of those classic, like, solid BIP couples, and they have a son together named
Augie. They just seem great.
Yeah. They have an adorable son together, and I just like love them.
I know, I love them. They live in Toronto now. They got married in Florida, and there were a bunch of Bachelor friends in attendance. Astrid is really close with Rachel Lindsay, so she and Brian were there, and a handful of other women from her season, which was Nick's season of The Bachelor. Alexis Waters and Whitney Franzway, Christina Schulman was there, and Blake Horseman and Giannina were also there.
Yeah. Blake is always just like popping up, being friends with people I didn't fully realize, but I love seeing these little groups get together, and you like know whose friendships have really stood the test.
I know.
Of time.
I did note, because this was the same weekend as Maddie and Grant's wedding, that I was like, oh, I see. Raven has clearly fallen out.
Yeah.
Or just like distanced from more than just Rachel.
That makes sense, because I think Rachel,
it's not surprising to me.
Rachel was kind of the heart of the major social group of that gang. And while she has not spoken publicly about what happened, it sounds like she feels really, really wronged by Raven. And so it would make sense to me that a lot of their friends would not prioritize staying friends with Raven, and that maybe then Raven would prioritize like making other ties in Bachelor Nation. Because like staying in some sort of Bachelor Nation social circle, you know, you're already to some extent in contact with a lot of people from different seasons of the show, and to like completely lose that connection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it makes sense to me that she's maybe reinvesting a little bit more in some of the other seasons. But yeah, beautiful wedding. And then we got some engagements. So
Thomas Jacobs proposed to Becca Kufrin. If you have forgotten, Becca proposed to Thomas earlier this year. And now it's mutual, and now they both have their sweet engagement rings. And I love these mutual proposals. I think they're so sweet. I really like Thomas and Becca. They just seem fantastic. He seems like such a better fit for her.
Yeah.
Than that other guy.
yeah.
And they also posted some really cute voting selfies together. And I was like, Aww. Yes, love this for her.
Yeah, he proposed to her on like a pumpkin carving outing. And she was like, of course, my fingernails were like full of pumpkin guts. Thanks so much.
The photos are really cute, though.
Such cute photos. Crystal Nielsen got engaged to her partner, Miles Bowles. They have been together for a while. They have a daughter together. Crystal, of course, was one of the fun villains from Ari's season. And then she was on Bachelor in Paradise and married Chris Randone on the show
briefly but
yeah, they quickly divorced, and she has been with Miles for a while. They have a daughter. They seemed very happy. I would love to have some of these couples get engaged and just be like, well, we're not that happy about it, but they all seem really convinced that they're happy, so what are you gonna do? Dean Unglert is actually maybe the closest we're going to get to a I'm not that happy about it, in that Dean has been like for years being like, why should I have to propose to Kaylin? Like, I don't get that. That's so like old school. I don't really want to have to propose. And maybe she should propose to me. Anyway, he proposed to Kaylin Miller Keys, who he met on Bachelor in Paradise. And they had an unconventional paradise relationship. They sort of left the beach together.
Yeah. They had broken up, and he had left, and she had just started to talk to someone else. And then he came back and was basically like, I actually do want to try being in a relationship with you. And then they've been together ever since. They like own a house together. They've been wearing mutual commitment rings since 2020. Like, they've been together for years.
They have a very sweet seeming, you never really know what will happen. Like sometimes people come off this show and they seem really solid. And then you watch their relationship and you're like, they don't seem like super compatible or happy, but they're like committed to it.
These like two just Caitlin seem and to Sean. Have built. Yeah, God.
And then but you Dean see people Caitlin, like them that are just like, they find their sweet spot and they like thrive. They're, like, we're getting a house, but we're also going on these cool adventure trips.
Yeah, it's like their interests have converged. They like to do a lot of the same things. They have built this genuinely beautiful looking life together. And frankly, I like that neither of them are the most traditional people. Like they have like taken a lot of steps that don't involve a traditional engagement and marriage that show their commitment to each other. Like I think that that is part of why Dean has been able to kind of make these like pithy sort of negative seeming comments over the years, because like his commitment to Caitlin was never actually in question. Like a lot of this stuff was like stuff that he would say on his own podcast, kind of in jest.
Yeah, it was joking. It differs a little bit from some of the super earnest, like sentimental.
Yes.
Content.
I find it kind of relatable though.
Totally.
Dean is someone I would hang out with. Like I
totally
I feel more kinship towards their kind of vibe.
If I were to end up in any of these relationships, actually, that would be the closest one.
Yeah, exactly.
To what my actual comfort level would be. But he did surprise her, I guess, with a proposal on the beach in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And he captioned the post, "Under promise, over deliver." And you know what? That is a sentiment I can get behind.
Me too. He's like, guys, I did it big. Like,
he's like, I brought down her expectations slowly but surely.
These photos are also so stunning. Like you can see she is laughing with surprise. Like her whole body is bent back. It's so sweet. And they just, I don't know, it's such a different vibe from a couple that hasn't known each other very long.
Yeah.
There's just a comfort you see in all of their content together. Yeah. And obviously, like, we're judging from, you know, external things. But
of course,
that's just the sense that I get. It's sweet.
All these, like, the differences between all these different content creators and their, like, aesthetics. And, like,
yeah.
Dean is really into, like, elevated travel style content. Like, he'll do, like, crazy looking like drone shots over
it's closer like, to tips like taking. Leslie Murphy's
yeah content. But I would say like a little bit more like
aerial
more like documentary style not you know that sounds
it's like just, he and Andrew from Love is Blind are just wildlife photographers
right like hers feels a little bit more like lifestyle meets travel I guess and his is more like look at this cool high quality drone shot I got of our encampment but yeah in different ways they're both like doing something a little different from like the basic influencer stuff anyway. We're super happy for them. Also, Claire Crawley got engaged to her boyfriend, Ryan Dawkins.
Love that for her.
They had only, like, he's pretty private. He has, like, a private Instagram account. I know
Which I also love for her.
Yeah. He, like, is a CEO of, like, a sports marketing company or something like that. And he has two daughters from a previous relationship. So she had only posted him, I think, publicly on Instagram like a couple months ago. But she posted their proposal. He also apparently asked her mother, who, as for those who don't remember, is, you know, has dementia and is really, you know, declining in health. And Claire has talked a lot about how difficult that is and how important her mother is to her. And he apparently asked her mother for Claire's hand and proposed again in front of her so that she could be part of it. And they're also planning to do this with the wedding, I guess, to have a ceremony like in Hawaii, I think, but also an intimate ceremony just with her mother.
I just think that I'm like crying. I am such a softie, but I think that that's so lovely. And I feel like Claire has been through a lot in public and has been such like an object of discussion
derision.
And scorn and derision. And like, it's just cool to see her looking really happy with a person who is not a public figure. He's not out here trying to get social media followers. He, I think, is in his 40s. He has two kids. Like, they just seem like equals.
Yeah. It's very nice to see people thriving and in love. And speaking of which, we mentioned it briefly earlier, but Kelly and Peter are Instagram official again. They're back on. Maybe
there's
this
so
is
much love.
So much love. Everyone's love is bursting into full blossom. It makes me happy.
Listen, you truly love to see it. Love. We love to see it.
We love to see love. I also just love to spend most of a gossip episode just being like, oh, look, they got married. It's so cute. I bet they're really happy. This is the juicy coverage you're all looking for. I love how sweet they are together.
Look, we started with some real gossip and then we just got to gush. This is our reward.
Yeah. No, I'm so happy for everyone. And I hope we continue to see everyone settling down, getting married, and giving us that gooey content we deserve.
Everyone has to get married. That's where we've pivoted. Maybe we're the televangelists.
Yes. Except we don't want people to wait. Do it now.
Yeah. Also, quick shout out to the fact that Election Day is over. Pretty glad about that. But everyone should keep paying attention to the news and, you know, maybe get involved in the Georgia senatorial runoff that's going to happen in December. Just little plug for that, for democracy.
A little plug for democracy. And on that note, that's it for Love to See It with Emma and Claire.
Love to See It is produced by us, Claire Fallon and Emma Gray, and Stitcher. This episode was edited by Tamika Weatherspoon. Our theme music is by Tamar Haviv, and our art is by Celine Chang. Josephine Martirana is our executive producer.
If you like the show, please follow us, rate us 5 stars, leave a review, especially on Apple Podcasts. And of course, tell all your friends about our show. It really helps new people find the podcast.
If you want to get in touch, you can always email us at claireandemmapod@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Twitter and TikTok at Love to See It Pod and Instagram at Claire and Emma Pod. And you can find our newsletter, Rich Text, on Substack at claireandemma.substack.com.
We are currently covering Love is Blind Season 3. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram at Emma Lady Rose.
And I'm at Claire E. Fallon. We'll be back next week for more Bachelor in Paradise. Can you keep up?
Stitcher. Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.